Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again. And I'm
thank you guys and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome. And I think you're going to have to put on your seatbelt. If you don't have your seatbelt on right now while you're driving or whatever, put your seatbelt on. if you're sitting at home listening to the show, or you're online listening to the show, or sitting out on the deck listening to the show, you're at work listening to the show, sitting in your cubicle, whatever. Firmly plant your feet, put your back against the chair, listen to this show. And guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, please, please listen to what I'm saying, okay? Don't take it out of context and think something different. Listen to what I'm saying and take it that away, okay? And as always, you're absolutely positively welcome to call into the show and give your opinion. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Like I said, call in, give your opinion on this episode. Give your opinion of what we're getting ready to talk about. Okay? And so, you know, that way we can all agree to disagree and we all stay friends. Y'all with me? Anyway, here we go. Before I get into the show, I want to say just a little bit about this Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. Because I understand that some people are upset about how it's going, or they feel like it's not going in the right direction. They feel like maybe Zimmerman may be acquitted. So what? Even though, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We can't look into the future. We can predict, but we can't look into the future. If you can, call me. We'll make millions, billions of dollars. But so, and because of that, you don't know what's going to happen. You can predict it just like I can. I predict that whether he goes this way or that way, it's going to be a problem. Okay? So, and now, you know, they're trying to pull in this, and what I'm saying, whether he goes this way or that way, whether he gets acquitted or whether he goes to jail, to prison, you know, his life is over. If he stays out of prison, his life is over. If he goes into prison, his life is over. They're going to kill him in prison, and they're going to kill him on the street. Either way, either or. His life's never going to be the same. He can't go in, he got to change his total identity, get a face redone, all this stuff. That's the only way. Or leave the country. Go to somewhere else and live. But if you go somewhere else, you understand that this is a worldwide. CNN is worldwide. So everyone's getting to watch. And everyone's interested in what's getting ready to happen with this case. The defense talking about wrapping their defense up tomorrow. So we're getting ready to go into closing arguments. After that, you send the jury in. Here's the deal. My opinion is he's going to jail. And they've been showing the little pieces of they trying to get this animation in. So they're showing these little pieces of the animation. And they're showing, like, Trayvon Martin just walking up to Zimmerman, walking up to him, punch him in the face, just steal him, like, walk up to him, bam! You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to let this animation in. The court is she's ruling on it right now, and I don't think she's gonna let it in. Okay, and so that's all I have to say about the Zimmerman case. Okay, now guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio, of course. And welcome all of you internet listeners. Welcome people that are just tuning into the show by cell phone. Thank you for listening in. And I know today's topic kind of got you going, but, you know, that's what I do. Now, I promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. You can follow the show on Twitter at TheFrankWShow. Twitter at TheFrankWShow. You can also follow us on Facebook. Search for The Frank Williams Show. Okay, The Frank Williams with an S Show. Our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do what you do on Facebook, and we'll be friends. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio, if you're online listening to the show, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up where you follow the show however you'd like, okay, like to be notified about the show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of this show. All right? Sex, is it overrated? That's the title of today's show. Today's episode is called Sex, is it overrated? Now, the reason I'm asking this question is because, of course, I had a discussion about this. You know, I'm always polling people. I'm always asking people their opinions. I'm always asking people questions about different things. And that's how I come up with a lot of my shows. Then there's people that call and ask, you know, ask me to talk about this, Frank. You know, so that's how I do it. But sex is, you know, is it overrated? You know, I'm going to say that sex can be overrated. I think that, and what I mean by that is that, and overrated is just like, to me, overrated is just like someone saying that this guy, a sports player, let's say a basketball player, this guy is, you know, awesome. He can shoot threes, he can dunk, he can do, he got the whole package, okay? And then he gets in the game, starts to play real time with other players, people playing, you know, defense on him, and he doesn't pan out. That's being overrated. Okay, so that's what I'm saying, is that, is it being overrated? Is it being, you know, is folks pushing it over the edge, overrating it? And what I'm saying is that, you know, by asking questions, and I've asked, I was asking the opposite sex these questions, okay? Because I know how my sex thinks, but I'm asking the opposite sex these questions. So, Danielle, by asking the question, and I was talking about my show from last night. My show last night was talking about why do men have to pay, always have to pay, okay? So the young lady said, well, that's just the way it is, okay? Well, that may be the tradition over the years, but all I'm saying is I'm trying to teach my younger guys how to operate a little bit with the ladies, okay? So, anyway, I asked her the question there as, okay, so, you know, if I come to you and I ask you out to dinner or whatever, I pay. I ask you out again, I pay. You ask me to go to dinner, I take us out, I pay. You know, I get into that. Okay? And then, maybe on a few dates. I'm asking for sex from you. May not ask for it verbally, but you know, the foreplay, the kissing and the holding and stuff like that, you push it. I'm talking from a guy's point of view now. You push in the envelope. Then you start moving the hands, things like that. So you're pushing the envelope. So you're asking her for sex. Now, that's what she said. Now, if she's saying, how long we been dating? I'm like, I took you out on a bunch of dates. We done been out, and I paid. Okay? So she said, well, if you're gonna make me pay, then you know y'all gonna ask for something else, and that ain't happening. Okay, you throwing it out there like it's something that, you know, that's somewhere that we can't get to. Y'all with me? It's way up on this shelf that we can't get to it. Right? Yeah, like it's the best thing ever. May and maybe, but I'm saying that you are like, we can't get to it. So you're overrating sex. You know what I'm saying? You know, you may think that, you know, you do it best and all this stuff. You know, you should think that way. But to someone else, you know, they may laugh at you. Hey, is that what she's talking about? You know, is that all she got? You with me? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Is it overrated? Is it overrated? Is sex overrated? And the guy sent me a note and said, well, try going without it and see what happens. Well, I mean, you don't have to put yourself, men, you don't have to put yourself through that. Y'all with me? Why put yourself through that? Y'all ain't paying me $1 million to see how long I can go without having sex, right? Why would I put myself through that? I mean, now men in prison, you know, they still having sex. They may be having sex with the same sex, you know, man on man. But they still having sex. Some of them aren't, I'm sure. I'm sure some of them are to the point where they, you know, that ain't happening no more. And then some of them, you know, masturbate. They do themselves. So, you know, sex, I think some people overrate sex. My opinion is that it's not overrated. Okay? So, you know, there you have it. There you have it. You know, that's my opinion. You want to give me your opinion? Call into the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to call in. I know that this thing is a little touchy. Sex and all this. But when I, you know, I like to teach. So when I know that I can, you know, teach something to someone, then, you know, I get all bubbly. I guess, you know, that might have been may not have been a good word for a man to say, bubbly, but I get up for it. You know, I get geeked. Man, you might want to say geeked up for this because I'm teaching. And I'm always wanting to let people know how I feel as well. You know, you start to think about different stuff and you'd be like, man, I got to share that with my audience. And I want you guys to continue to listen to the show. Continue to, because at some point, you're going to call into the show. Every last one of you out there, y'all going to call into the show at some point. I'm going to do something. It's going to strike a nerve with you. So that's how I feel about this show. And that's how I feel about you guys listening to the show. So, as far as today's show, sex and is it overrated, I totally feel like it's not overrated. And, because I don't think it's a necessity for men. I don't think that, from a woman, I don't think that a man has to have sex from a woman. I mean, you can look through the prisons and stuff and see that. And vice versa. I don't think that women have to have sex from a man, you know, a person, a man. But they still live, of course. So that's, you know, that's why I'm saying that it's not overrated. And so to be in a situation, and what I'm saying is women use sex as go-betweens, as walls to put up. In front of you sometimes. They'll use it to manipulate you into doing something or into trying to be someone that you're not, all kinds of stuff. And the same on the other hand with men. Some men think that they're the number one uno in the whole world, you know. And they're the best and all this, and they, that's what it is. So, and they'll definitely, y'all know, they'll also manipulate women into doing things, being people that they are, and doing things that they don't usually or normally do. They'll manipulate them into doing things that, you know, that they don't want to do. So, and they use sex to do that. I mean, some women fall heads over heels for men because of the sex. And then they may find out that he's not only sexing you, but he's sexing someone else, and they go haywire, you know. But, you know, men do the same thing. They go haywire over, you know, they go crazy about sex with a certain person. And then when they find out that she's not the only one that you're not the only one that she's sexing, then men go haywire, you know. So, you know, it's on both sides of this thing. know, I'm not just saying women, I'm saying, you know, women and men. They all do it. So that's, you know, and that's it. They overrate themselves with the sex. You know, and you know, back in the day when people could walk the street and solicit sex, then, you know, they were like this, they be talking to you through the car window, and they tell you, you know, I'm the best out here. I got the best this, I got the best that out here, so you need to get with me. That's all they manipulating you to make money. Okay, but they're overrating themselves. They're overrating the sex act. Okay? So, you know, I don't think the sex act is overrated. But I think that some women overrate it. Y'all with me? Some men overrate it. Okay? So, you know, that's it. You know, I equate this to something else, too. You know, I used to play basketball and I played a lot, okay? There are guys even just not only playing in a controlled environment, but also just going to the gym and playing against random people. Okay, strangers, someone you never met before in your day in your life. There's always someone there who are overrating themselves, saying that they're the best at this. They, you know, I'm going to shut you down, or trash talking, like, you know, you ain't going to be able to stop me. I'm just going to 20 on you tonight. All this kind of stuff. They overrating themselves. Then they get in the game. And start playing, and they not playing up to par. Okay? So, you know, or somebody brings someone with them and say, yeah, he can play, man, he can play, yada, yada, yada. Then, you know, you put him out on the floor, he can't play. You were overrating him. Okay? So that's what I mean about is sex overrated. You know, when you talk about it all the time and say how great you are at it and all this stuff, you're probably overrating it. Because like I said, someone else out there who may be really great at it, they can see what you do and they'll be like, that all you got? Guys or girls? But you done overrated your sex act. You done overrated it. So that's how things go. And that's what I meant by when I was asking the question, sex, is it overrated? Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, join the public, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting. If you have any concerns in those areas, give them a call and they can help you with any of those concerns. 770-732-0244. Now, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I really do appreciate you listening in. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to have a tremendous show tomorrow. I'm going to have a great show tomorrow with Big Title. And so listen in. Get ready for that for tomorrow. You guys have a great Tuesday night. And take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And I'll see you back here. tomorrow. Same time, same place, 6:30, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Thank you.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see.